It's been a rough year and a half for me. Yeah. Honestly, it's been a rough 35 years. I've not enjoyed most of it. But I broke up with my girlfriend of 4.5 years last year. Yeah, it's sad. Like the Holocaust. Both have equal weight on society, I feel. But we broke up last year, and here's the thing, is that we just moved out of our apartment a couple months ago, and that's because we broke up right after we re-signed our lease. And the reason we stayed there for a full year instead of moving out on our own is because we're both poor. And couldn't afford to do that. And when that happens in your 30s, you can't just call up a college buddy being like, hey, you got a room opening up next month? Yeah, for my child. Because I'm an adult who's moved on. Like, get a job. Stop recording comedy albums. Only your friends are going to buy. Like, do something worthwhile. Has anyone ever lived with an ex? Anyone ever done that? Yeah? A couple people? Yeah, I tell you, you'll relate to this, man. Living with an ex is so uncomfortable. Like, the only thing I compare it to, living with an ex is like constantly making eye contact with a dude jacking off on the train. You're like, look to you. Uh-oh. Okay, woo. You're going to be on that side of the train? I'm going to be on this side of the train then? Okay, I'm on this train till May 1st of next year, huh? Uh-oh. Going from 95th to Howard, you know. If you're not from Chicago, look up a CTA map and you'll be like, yeah. That's a long train line. That's how I get it now. It's like a year-long lease. I get the analogy now. Right? My name's Brian. I like the joke now. Yeah. That's the thing that sucks about living with an ex, too, is that, I mean, it's just like an emotional Guantanamo Bay. So, like, I had a year-long sentence just getting waterboarded by my own tears. Would have made Dick Cheney hard for an hour. You know? But that's the thing. You're going to get into dumb fights with your roommate, right? But when your ex is your roommate, it amps those roommate fights up to another level. Where it's like, hey, you didn't do the dishes. Oh, well, you didn't love me forever. Who's that holding up there into the bargain? I mean, you want me to pay the cable bill? I wanted a family. Well, looks like we're not getting what we want at the end of the billing or the menstrual cycle.